Changes to Peachland's secondary dwelling policy, that had one councillor questioning if the district was being dictatorial, is back before council on Tuesday, April 22. Staff initially presented proposed amendments to the policy in February, however, it was deferred. During another meeting in March, several councillors criticized the policy. They took issue with the prohibition of second kitchens in single-family homes, heavy-handed decommissioning requirements for secondary suites, and those suites not being eligible for grandfathering, non-conforming. According to a staff report, some homes, with specific zoning, have second kitchens that were built legally with a valid permit. If there's a record of that permit, the kitchen can stay. However, the report notes that the property owner can't register it as a secondary suite unless the home meets all current zoning and building code rules. Secondary suites in Peachland were generally not permitted prior to 2017, except for some properties with specific zoning. As a result, no secondary suites would be eligible for non-conforming status, as they were never legally permitted in the first place, the report says. Many of the decommissioning requirements have been removed, along with a bylaw enforcement section. The policy also aims to include flex units, which are meant for long-term rentals or housing extended family. Many homeowners use them as mortgage helpers. Unlike traditional secondary suites, flex units in Peachland can't be used for short-term rentals. Peachland's housing needs assessment found that renter households are expected to grow faster than owner households. Between 2021 and 2036, rental housing will need to grow by about 73%, while owner-occupied housing is projected to increase by just 19%. The report says flex units offer a practical way to boost both rental and owner-occupied housing. Adding more rental options can help improve affordability and reduce the reliance on illegal secondary suites. Staff is asking council to approve changes to the secondary dwelling policy.